Sagax and Kruver exchanged winks as they watched the massive sailcloth wriggling about. They joshed him.
That's the stuff, mate. Fold it nice and neat now.
You can tell Skerrim's a trained sea beast. Wish I could furl a sail like that. You'd think he was born to it.
The parcel of canvas sprouted lumps as Skerrim tried madly to extricate himself from his prison.
Yeah! Get me out, you fiends! It's dark in here! Come on, you dreadful rotters! Help a chap out! Don't you dare make breakfast until I get myself free of this lot!
Mid-morning saw the ketch stop dog glide smoothly into the stream's outflow. Kruver dismantled the bowsies, and together he and Sagax began paddling the craft upstream across the shore. Skerrim had finally managed to extricate himself from the clutches of the sail. He folded it carefully, muttering darkly against life's injustices.
Might have belly well smothered in there. A lot those two would care. Almost half blinking well through the day and food hasn't passed my perishing lips. Next time I go to sea it'll be with a fat duck and a jolly frog, what?
The stopdog's keel ground to a halt on the sandy stream bed. Kruver shipped his makeshift oar.
That's as far as she'll go until the evening tide washes up this way and deepens these shallows. Away, boats, crewmates! All ashore, let's go on ashore!
Sagax was first overboard. He took a deep drink from the stream water. It was fresh, though slightly sun-warmed. He drove a stake into the sand and moored the ketch to stop her being washed seaward. Kruver gathered driftwood from the tide line and set about lighting a fire with flint and tinder. Soon they had a camp pitched on the dry sands, with an awning of sailcloth and a concoction of supplies bubbling merrily away over the fire. Sagax sat under the shade of the awning, facing landward. The warm umber sands gave way to high hills, topped with grass and backed by thick woodland. It was a pretty sight on a bright summer's morn. They had relented and allowed Skerrim the position of cook. He was throwing ingredients willy-nilly into the pot and gurgling happily.
Just wait till you chaps taste this. Ooh, it's a bit hot right now, but delicious all the same, what? Even though one says it oneself, abso-flippin-lutely delicious.
Headed by Slitfang, a score of freebooter vermin wandered the coastline, looking out for the landmarks that Captain Plug had described to them. Tazin panted as she climbed a steep sandhill.
Is this the one Captain Plug said to look out for?
Slitfang shrugged.
Could be. We won't know till we get to the top and takes the lay of the land.